The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Say my name.
ESPN 97.5.
Damn right.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's going to take winning more than one Super Bowl for the torch to ever be passed from Brady to someone else. If Patrick Mahomes wins this year and next year, you could maybe see that's a passing of the torch. But
what if Patriots come back next year strong as ever and Brady strong as ever
Does
and they win?
Think Nick Foles took the torch from Tom Brady last year? Yeah. I don't think anybody believes that.
But I do think it's intriguing that you have two veterans in their 40s and two guys who are high draft pick, first round talents. On the surface, if they both win, if it winds up Kansas City and LA, it looks like a changing of the guard. Kyler Murray to the Giants. Sit behind Eli for a year.
Okay. You know when I'd be okay with this? If they got him in the second round.
Yeah.
If they use a top 10 pick on Kyler Murray.
They use a sixth pick. You know who would love to see this?
Cowboys fan, Eagles fan, Redskins fan.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler. At A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. And a lot of sports, little stuff. We got some more stuff coming up. But, been a fun couple of hours. We're going to finish strong here. And then we only have an hour and a half tomorrow, and then we're off to Vegas.
Can't wait.
By the way, I did set up an Instagram. It was a bit of a struggle because
you're an old.
I'm an old. But I did set up an Instagram for Dynamo the dog. If you wish to follow her, she's going to make fun of us in there.
Going to make fun of us or just you?
Me. Mostly. Okay. Mostly she's going to make fun of me, but plus you get to see cute Dalmatian photos.
Yeah.
At first I was going to make it like really like Game of Thrones type stuff, her trying to take over the house, but she's already taken over the house, and plus kids are going to probably look at it, so I'm going to leave it alone. 409 says, Fred having double knee replacement, 56 years old next Monday, and got my copy of your book today to help with my recovery. Good luck with that, man.
That's actually not going to help. You need real physical therapy.
But you know
to
what?
Recover.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, my father-in-law had double knee replacement, and he's 80, and he came out of it fine.
Book I read helped me recover when I had knee surgery. Well, it was just physical therapy.
You know, if you read it while you got a little of that morphine in you,
yeah,
it's even better.
Okay.
Just saying.
You say so.
All right, what's going on over there?
So I got a... My kid got a note sent home from school, and because when I was a kid, if I got a note sent home from school, I would immediately throw it in the trash can before I got home with it.
Right.
What stupid kid goes and tattles on himself?
Is this the good kid or?
This is the older kid.
Okay. So the one who's had issues in the past.
Yeah, but these issues, most of his issues were pre-ADHD diagnosis. So he's, now that he's medicated, things usually are pretty smooth with him. But he got now these notes are sent home electronically, so there's no throwing them in the trash. So mom gets them no matter what.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks for kids, but that's the world we live in, Fred. Big brother's always watching. Mm. You want me to read the note?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I wanted to make you aware of a situation that occurred in theater class today. Jacob apparently had words with another student that resulted in the student screaming at him at the top of her lungs. Her response was absolutely uncalled for and inappropriate. When I spoke with Jacob after class, I gathered that he was trying to stand up for another student in class that he thought this particular student was picking on. This was apparently not the case. The student had already come to me to ask to move tables away from this particular student. Jacob claims he was standing up for. Although his intentions may have been positive, I think it's best, and I told Jacob this, if he refrained from not speaking to the student who screamed at him. This particular student is easily agitated, and this is not the first outburst she has had. Jacob agreed that steering clear of her was the best choice, but please chat with him about the incident and maybe what he could have done to prevent the situation from escalating. I fully enjoy having Jacob in class and want you to know that I do not normally have behavior issues with him. I just wanted you to know what happened today. Thanks for your support. Is this anything for me to be worried about, or does it sound like he was trying to be Spider-Man?
Yeah, he was trying to. It sounds like that's what he was trying to do.
He has no powers.
Yeah, well, you can be a vigilante without powers. You can be Batman.
I guess so.
I mean, you're a rich. You could get him in a suit.
I don't know about that.
It sounds like whenever I had to email somebody about an altercation with Trey.
This sounds like what now?
I probably shouldn't have even brought it up on air about it.
Basically your thing's out of your pants pal.
Like, we basically got into a shouting match and I had to email John about it. And
oh, yeah.
I just wanted to make everything.
Was it because of a misunderstanding that you guys yelled at each other?
No, he just blew up on me.
Oh, okay.
Because I asked him to do something.
So you, in this instance, you were like my son, and he's like this Tourette's girl.
I don't want to say that, but yeah.
This potential Tourette's girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were just trying to save the day.
I was just trying to do my job.
Right.
That's it.
Your job as a superhero.
It sounds like...
Somebody... Did Patrick Creighton just walk out of the...
I don't know.
I felt that, too. That was weird.
Was that an earthquake? The whole building just shook.
Jeez. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. So, did anyone get in trouble for that?
No, we both got talked to, and we squashed it. So, it sounds like that's probably what's going to happen with your kid.
It doesn't sound to me like he did anything wrong.
I mean...
I honestly, I'll be the first one to tell you, dude, really?
He is really sensitive to any kids getting picked on. He's, like, quick to... like kind of shut it down.
I think that's
he does that in baseball.
Yeah.
Like if he hears like somebody bad mouthing a teammate, he's quick to walk over and say that's not how we do.
No, that's a positive thing.
It is a good thing, but I guess in this instance
he happened to do it with a crazy.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if Tyler was standing in the street and he was standing in vomit, like a pool of vomit, and I said, "Hey, Tyler, you're standing in vomit. What would your response be?"
I would probably move out of the vomit.
And it'd be like, "Oh, thanks for letting me know. I didn't realize I was standing in vomit." Whereas there might be a random homeless guy, and you say that to him, he could try to stab you. Like, you just never know what people are thinking on the inside. I think that's the best anecdote I can come up with.
It's a little far-fetched, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, it doesn't sound like he did much wrong there.
Okay. Well, then I guess he can sleep in his bed tonight.
What, were you going to put him in a cage?
No,
like
usually
a puppy cage?
He sleeps on the roof of the patio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would put him in a puppy cage and let the puppy sleep in his bed.
That works too.
Yeah. I guess I have to know more, but, and that's probably not bad advice to just stay away from her.
Oh, yeah.
But what if she starts bullying another kid?
I guess he's just going to have to hit her, right?
No.
Just kidding.
Tell him to go to the teacher first.
Yeah.
Yeah, let the teacher handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and say, hey, this crazy little thing over here is bullying another kid. Of course, then you're a tattletale.
Yeah, he looks like a rat.
Yeah, you don't want to be a rat.
Yeah.
So you just walk away and let the kid get bullied?
That's tough.
And these are tough decisions.
Maybe you just, I don't know, maybe you try to stop being the captain save a person.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a boy or a girl that he was trying to save.
Well, and with great power comes great responsibility. We know that's true. From Spider-Man.
That's true.
So I don't know. I'm the wrong person.
He's not nearly athletic enough to be Spider-Man.
I'm the wrong person, considering that my son once misinterpreted me as saying it's okay to defend himself and turn that into, I'm going to go pick up a globe and bash a kid over the head with it. When he was in kindergarten. And as he said, this kid has been doing this and this. And I go, listen, you know, tell your teacher, but if he keeps it up, it's okay to defend yourself. And, you know, apparently the guy kept it up and he just walked over, picked up the globe and smashed him over the head and then told his teacher, my dad said that was okay.
Boy.
So I'm sitting there and the teacher's telling me this and I'm like, no, I never told him to go bash somebody on the head. I just said it was okay to defend himself.
Well, if you recall, when this son was in first grade, there were two kids, one boy and one girl, calling him dinosaur head, and he clapped their heads together, and one had a black eye and one had a bloody nose, and this was an incident where they finally told me, hey, your son's going to be suspended from first grade, which I didn't think was a real thing. But
yeah,
apparently
I didn't think that happened.
that's actually apparently that's an option, which is around the time when we went to go take him to the doctor and say, hey, is there something going on here? And there's like 15 things that say you're ADHD, and I think he was a yes on 14 of them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was what it was. And he hasn't had many problems since, but he is really sensitive to kids getting bullied. So it's probably going to get his ass kicked one of these days.
Yeah, it's funny because like when my son was kindergarten, first grade age, he was a terror.
Yeah.
And he was in trouble all the time. And part of it was he was really immature because he was young for his class. He was a July baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like the most laid back, chill. I mean, dude looks like a beatnik now.
Yeah.
You've seen him. He looks like he should be in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know.
He looks like he's in The Who.
Jack Kerouac. Yeah, he kind of does. But he looks like one of those guys who would eat peyote and walk across the country and write a novel about it. But, you know, but when he was younger, he was a terror. 713-780-ESPN's your number. So, hey, man, I don't know if you saw this, but Gavin Smith, the poker pro,
mm-hmm.
had found dead at age 50 last night here in Houston. Yeah. Yeah, he was living here. It's funny, somebody on Facebook had reached out and told me he was here and did I want to play with him sometime? I'm like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. And then I saw today he basically...
Was he still really heavy?
He was one of those guys that... like
He just didn't look like a healthy guy.
No, and I don't know what all he was into, but he was really heavy and then he lost a bunch of weight. Then he put it back on and he looked a lot older than 50. So I know he lived a hard lifestyle, but $5.5 million in live tournament earnings.
Man, that's pretty good.
And he actually finished. He cashed in a no limit event at the WSOP last year.
Damn.
So,
well, that's too bad.
Yeah, and so I was kind of looking forward to meeting him, but apparently he just said I have the illusion of being a very happy person, but on the inside I've got my own personal struggles, which tells me a lot. So. That's a shame. R.I.P. Gavin, sorry I didn't get to meet you. That kind of sucks.
Yep.
Another person younger than me. Really makes me...
I mean, you're running out of time, let's face it.
Yeah. That cold, dark cloud is hanging down.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, here's one thing that'll cheer you up. How about get on your iPhone? And we do everything on our iPhones. And playing games, you know, I get on here, the screen time thing pops up every week, and I'm embarrassed by how much time I spend on my iPhone. Why not get your car insurance on there? And I know nobody wants to talk about car insurance, but Go's just trying to get your attention. They've been doing crazy stuff all over town, shooting elephants out of a cannon, crazy cat billboards. Well, Go is trying to get your attention because they think that they're perfect for you, because they are. And you know why? We do everything on that iPhone. Go is the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. Incredibly fast. You just download the app, scan your license. You can get a quote in 60 seconds. Smart technology that makes your life easier. Everything's managed through the app. You're totally in control. Update your policy, file a claim, all in the app. Go cuts out a lot of fees you see other places and will give you money back. Finally, a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more jargon. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, and possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one app in the number one auto insurance app in the App Store forever. Check out what we're talking about. Just go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
From the Gow Studios in Houston, you are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So, I know you're never going to Australia, but I'm gonna give you the story because this girl sounds so matter-of-fact about this. A 15-year-old girl in Perth, Australia, had just stepped into the ocean for a swim on Monday morning. Well, it's Australia, so what do you think happened?
She got bit by a shark.
Something with sharp teeth latched onto her foot.
Oh, man.
And she gets away, and it just sounds like it's so normal,
oh,
right?
Oh, bloody hell, got bit by a shark again.
It says, bits of my foot, or like flesh, actually fell off as I was walking up the beach. There was blood everywhere.
Good Lord.
It makes it sound like, okay, well, the thing is, she was bitten by a thing called, it required 10 stitches. It was determined to have been something called a wobbegong shark. And
I've never heard of that.
Wobbegong sharks feature,
I don't watch Shark Week,
dermal though, lobes around their mouths, leading to the appearance of a beard. So it's a shark that looks like it has a beard. It's really ugly. There's your picture. But that's the first time I've ever heard of anyone being bitten by a wobbegong shark. And she just said, okay, no problem. So now I'm not going in the water when I go there, I'll tell you that. I got another one for you. And I'm not going to Indonesia, I can tell you that. That's not on my list. Where a 44-year-old scientist in Indonesia was killed by a 17-foot crocodile that somehow climbed an 8-foot concrete wall and grabbed the woman as she was feeding the reptile at the lab where she worked. So, okay, I'm not good at math. 17 greater than 8, and you're reaching out over the 8-foot wall feeding the crocodile? Maybe you're not the smartest scientist ever.
Can we agree that alligators and crocodiles are terrifying creatures? I mean, they're essentially dinosaurs. Let's face it.
Yeah,
they're tiny dinosaurs.
Not even that tiny when you're talking about 17 feet long. But like, that's dinosaur size there.
They can swim. They can move fast on land. Those things are terrifying creatures.
The victim was identified as DZ Tuo, who was throwing meat into the pool when the incident occurred. I'm sorry, but crocodiles just doing what crocodiles do. Oh, you're throwing me meat? I'll go ahead and go for the fresh meat. Rescuers attempted to retrieve the victim's remains, but the 1,300-pound crocodile...
Oh, my.
That is a dinosaur. Thrashed about violently with each try.
Wow.
The crocodile was sedated, then loaded onto a truck to be transported to a wildlife rescue center to determine if he had consumed parts of its handler. I'm going to go with yes. Can I just say, why are you going to a wildlife rescue center? I think the woman's the one who needed rescuing here.
Yeah.
But we were curious when we looked at the crocodile pool. There was a floating object that was DZ's body.
Damn.
We were afraid to touch it and immediately reported the incident to the police station.
At least there was a body left.
Says it's possible the crocodile jumped from the side. Maybe it's because the crocodile was still full, but it didn't finish eating her body. It was said to have torn off her left arm and mutilated her upper torso. She was head of the lab, a quiet person, not quieter now. We're confused about how this has happened. The crocodile eats chicken, tuna, and meat. Everything must be fresh. He doesn't want to eat if it's frozen or has died a few days before. Well, That's fresh meat. So police are still looking for the owner of the crocodile. He's believed to be a Japanese businessman who owns the research facility. We also need to know if he's legally permitted to own crocodiles. Well, if you got scientists, you probably are.
Yeah, probably.
So there you go. So I just had sharks and crocodiles just for you. Australia and Indonesia.
I'm against all of it.
Should I go back to sports now?
No, I don't care. I'm sportsed out today anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we've been pretty sportsy, right?
Yeah, we really have.
God, we talked about basketball. We talked about baseball. Usually we avoid that stuff.
Yeah, well.
During football season anyway.
We talked about baseball because we posted the story on Sports Map. That's all it is. Why is everybody losing their mind over this Gillette ad?
I'm not really sure. I mean, if you needed an ad to tell you that maybe dudes should start treating women better, that seems odd that you need that.
Yeah, to me,
let's leave it at that.
To me, it's kind of like what Nike did when they signed Kaepernick. This maybe is just for attention, and it's working because everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But as for me, I'll just keep ordering Harry's. I don't really care.
That makes it easier for me. That's what I like about Harry's is ease.
Yeah.
I'm a simple man, Fred. I want things to be easy. I want things to just be delivered to my house.
Me too.
I didn't even realize this was happening, but apparently my wife subscribes to a service where when your air filters need to be changed, they just drop off a box with all the new air filters in it.
Yeah, we actually had they advertised with us very briefly.
Man, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a very good idea. Otherwise, I was disappointed they didn't stay with us.
I never remember to change the damn air filters. And
I don't think I changed in the last apartment that I was in for 3 years. I don't think I changed them.
Man, well, when you're in an apartment, it's one thing because.
But I don't even think
if you break
they came in to do it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if you break the air conditioner, it's not your problem.
Yeah, it's on them.
But when it's your home,
yeah,
you got to change that thing because your AC can be busted, and then you got to pay for it.
True.
I might not change mine if I was in an apartment just out of spite, but.
Yeah, and we've got two of them, so maybe three, actually, now that I think about it.
We have two at our house.
Yes, one on each floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question for Tyler. You're a single man.
No, he's locked up.
No, is he locked up now?
No, Fred's right.
Okay. Oh, you got rid of her?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
I wouldn't say got rid of. That sounds bad.
Things didn't work out?
It just didn't work out.
What happened? What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
I don't know, just different schedules.
Different schedules.
Well, she worked at a restaurant, so it was like she worked late. I didn't. I don't know.
You think she was cheating on you?
No.
Are you sure?
It was just.
Did you cheat on her?
No.
And there was.
Did you not like the restaurant she worked at?
I mean, I used to work there, but the answer to that is I hated it. Mm. But I don't have a problem with her working there.
But did she bring home food for you ever?
No.
Because you don't like the food?
No, I do. I very much enjoy the food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to know details about what happened. I feel like you're making it sound like a perfectly good relationship that just
I mean, we had our problems. No, we had our problems.
Well, what kind of problems?
Rather not get
sexual
into
problems?
No.
Was she into weird stuff?
No.
Are you into weird stuff?
I don't think so.
Were you trying to bring another person into the bedroom?
No.
Was she?
I don't think so.
Would you have been opposed to that?
I mean, it depends.
On what?
Gender.
That seems pretty sexist of you.
I don't think so.
What if she said, like, you know, one night we can bring in a chick and then the next night we can bring in a dude?
I don't know. And
you guys don't like. You guys don't have to like make
out.
I'd
have
to
weigh out that decision. Yeah.
What if she was like, you can like with the when we bring the chick, I'll make out with her and it'll be hot. But when we bring the dude, you guys don't even have to make eye contact.
I should have just went along with you saying that I was still in a relationship. I should not have corrected you.
Yeah, because you really just jumped into the rabbit hole right at the beginning.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And once you're there, there's no getting out.
What's the game plan going forward? Are you like you got a Tinder account or something like that you're putting to use?
I might just kind of hang back, do my own thing for a while.
You're saying you might just not have sex for a little while, or do you have someone who's like designated that you got when you're both single things work out for you?
I guess that would be her.
Oh, or so are you guys still having sex?
No. I mean, we still communicate, though.
Oh, so tell me if I'm wrong. You guys were just friends who used to have sex, and then you decided to try a relationship?
Yeah, you could say that.
That's a horrible idea, because now you might have lost that sex bridge because you tried to take it too far.
I'm not sure about that.
So there's a camel with a broken back and a sex bridge. There's your problems right there.
You're trying to fly too high, Icarus.
Fly on your way like an eagle.
Damn.
Fly as high as the sun.
Anyway, what was your question,
Fred? Okay, because I was 10 minutes ago, I was setting up a story. Because I was going to say, if you were in a relationship, and you like to come home late sometimes, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently a woman on Reddit says she's tired of her boyfriend's partying, and she is charging him $50 every time he comes home past 4 a.m. I actually think this sounds like a good deal for the guy. I'll pay $50 to come in after 4.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know the time limit. Like, yeah. If it was maybe like 1 or 2, I would probably be more upset about it. But 4 a.m., that's a pretty good deal.
He told me it was unacceptable. The woman said her name is always on the damn phone, which, boy, that makes her look real appealing. Eventually, it seemed like such a big deal to my boyfriend that I just sucked it up, stopped staying out late, and stopped drinking. But now that she's gotten sober, she claims that her partner recently found a new... Okay, that's the problem. She stopped drinking and he didn't. That's going to fail. And then to try to put that $50 on him...
Is that what was happening with you and your relationship? You were drinking too much? She wasn't?
Actually, I haven't really drank that. I usually stick to
weekends. Drank with you literally a few
days
ago.
Yeah, that was on a weekend, though. Okay. That was a weekend night.
Okay. Do you think maybe if you would have been not out drinking beer with me and instead had been nurturing your relationship, that maybe you wouldn't be single today?
Well, she was at work, so I was able to do that.
Oh, maybe you should just charge her $50 when she's got to work and you don't.
I could do that.
And tell her pay up or else. Stop getting this magic. Right?
Relationships are like death. There's an inevitable ending.
I guess so.
They're all the same.
I really thought I thought they were going to work it out.
Yeah. You know, everything.
I was excited to go to the wedding.
Everything's great for a year, and then it all goes to hell.
Yeah.
Slowly in some cases, fast in others. It's just, you know.
It's like when Juggalo Trey had that girlfriend. That went south in a hurry, though, I think.
Yeah.
Like, shortly after consummation, it went downhill.
There were a lot of things wrong with that relationship.
Yeah. Trey, I don't want to say he's a pushover, but he may have been bowled over in that instance.
Yeah, well.
He was being asked to do some things that I wouldn't do. Like
I heard about that.
And I'm down, you know. My old lady wants something, you know, off the wall. I'll give it a try, but what she was basically requiring of him was... It crossed the line for me.
He should have charged her $50.
That's a start. I wouldn't do that for $50.
I do whatever my right hand tells me. So, and I was about to transition into something that I shouldn't have. But guys, hey, holiday season's over, brand new year, and if you've been thinking about the credit cards you overused during the holidays, guess what? Make this your New Year's resolution. You can lower your interest rate. And with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, you can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay and save thousands in interest. And depending on how much you have on your cards, the rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rate's not going to budge. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Application's 100% online. There's no fees. It's fast. It's easy. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Is it bad that I wouldn't mind being in a relationship interrogation with A.J. just because, being a gay man, I want to see who gets uncomfortable first?
You won't make me uncomfortable.
Well... You guys might make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, Fred would get uncomfortable. Tyler would get uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I got a couple of movie updates for you.
All right.
Aquaman now has done $1.02 billion globally.
Good Lord.
It's the fifth movie to get to $1 billion in 2018. Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, and Incredibles 2. Which I thought was just okay. So that makes it, that's a big hit for them.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's fine. It's not a bad movie.
I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
I don't think it's a $1 billion movie, though.
No.
Well, I guess that's the new normal. And if you think about it, a lot of these, you know, they do IMAX and all that, so you gross more money from that, and 3D where they do that. There's ways to make more money beyond just the normal, whatever the theater price is, but still. And were you a fan of the Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America?
I was. I am.
I am still a very big fan of that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Arsenio Hall. Guess what?
I know.
There's going to be a sequel.
I'm against it. I'm against this firmly.
Yeah. It says, at various times has been linked to Quentin Tarantino. A twin sequel, which, my God, no.
I don't want that either. And I watched Twins the other night.
But he signed on to headline a sequel to Coming to America. The film will be directed by Craig Brewer, who just finished working with Murphy on Netflix, Dolomite Is My Name, which is expected to arrive later this year. In the sequel, Akeem learns about a long-lost son and must return to America to meet his unlikely heir to the throne of Zamunda. The intention is to bring back the original cast, which includes Arsenio Hall. I haven't seen Arsenio Hall since this film, I think. Sherry Headley, who was courted by the prince when he went undercover as a fast food worker. John Amos is still alive. He's a good actor. I like him.
Yeah.
John Amos, who played her father, and James Earl Jones, who played the king.
I don't know.
I
don't think it's a good idea. Like, what can happen? It can't be a great movie, right? So
no,
all you're doing is,
but you know,
sullying
what?
The reputation.
But with that cast, I think I've got to be a little bit interested. So I want to know during the first part who he... Arsenio was hooking up with a whole bunch of chicks.
Yeah.
I don't remember him hooking up with chicks.
I'm just saying it's a bad idea.
I think on the surface it sounds bad, but maybe they could pull it off.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, it's not tomorrow yet, but what are the odds this doesn't work?
60%.
Okay.
I think it's a 60-40. Could surprise me, but we shall see. According to Dimitri, the royal penis is cleaned is the best line. I just always assumed you slept with your bathers. I know I always did. Again, I have some of the most useless information in my brain. I can remember lines from a movie from 1998.
Yeah.
And I can barely remember my wife's birthday. Goes to show why I'm 0 for 3 and a half. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I also have this is a story that might interest you two guys because you're both getting old.
Okay.
You know, you're not into Falcon Range. Where
Thank
I'm a,
God.
I am an ancient.
Not even mid-30s yet.
Yeah,
what are you, 33?
34. I'll be 34 this year.
That's mid-30s.
You're closer to this than you think. Okay? Basically, they did a study on when Americans feel too old to work out.
Okay.
I would like you gentlemen to guess because you're not there yet. But there is an age... where you're too old to work out. You feel too old to work out. Doesn't mean you don't do it.
I feel like it's got to be close to your age.
I would say probably 47.
Well, if it were closest without going over, you'd both be wrong.
We both went over?
Way over. 41.
Oh, no.
Is officially being the age Americans feel too old to exercise.
I'm not even really that far from 41.
That's why I brought this up. Hmm. Not having time was the big reason. 42% saying that's the biggest reason. But 36% having say they've skipped a workout because of too much work. 56% is too tired.
Damn.
And 41 is the median age for that. Which, yeah, I don't know, man. I think I kind of feel like, well, I got really sloppy for a while there, but I kind of felt like when I got to 41, I was trying to exercise more.
Yeah. Felt like you got to.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to put that effort in now. But obviously you can't do what you did when you were 25.
Right.
But anyway, just thought I'd share that with you youngsters before you get much further along.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Jesse says, since y'all are music heads, check out Eddie Murphy's reggae music. I can't wait to not listen to that. No offense. All I remember is that damn Party All the Time that he did way back in the day. This might have been before you were born. My Girl Likes to Party All the Time. And he did, and it was bad. And Tyler, you can find the.
I don't think I'm into Eddie Murphy reggae.
I would say I'll still say this. His stand-up is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh,
Eddie Murphy,
yeah.
Delirious is one of the greatest stand-up movie type things
ever. Yeah, he's
ever.
Still one of the best ever.
Yeah, I haven't seen him do stand-up in a while. But yeah, he is so good. Just as proof that Hollywood is out of ideas, Mr. Mom 2. Well, Hollywood's been out of ideas for a long time. So they fall back on reboots.
Yeah.
They fall back on superheroes.
Sequels.
I don't know why people do sequels. That's just awful.
Well, Coming to America is doing it, and you seem to think it's a good idea.
Well, but, I mean, it's also 30 years later.
Yeah.
So it could be kind of cool. I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in it, but it's not going to be worse than some of the crap I've watched lately. I watched some really awful Ryan Reynolds movie this morning that I'd never heard of, where Ben Kingsley is an old guy who basically pays a bunch of money to get transformed into a young guy's body because he's dying, and it's sort of a sci-fi thing, and it's just...
That sounds horrible.
You would think with those two actors, it'd be hard for it to suck. No. There's a little thing called plot. There's a little thing called writing, and they failed miserably at both.
That's too bad. What was it called?
I think it was called like Self/Less. It didn't even have a good name.
That's too much.
But I'm watching that, and I'm going, really? Really?
What was that? What was that movie that Ryan Reynolds was in where he was like a total nerd growing up, and he was in love with his girl, and then he got all handsome. He turned into Ryan Reynolds, and he was still like trying to chase her, I guess.
If that's one of those love movies.
Friend zoned or something?
It's something like that.
Huh.
Just Friends.
Just Friends.
Just Friends, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's... I expected it to be really horrible. It made me laugh.
Well, he's done a lot of stuff that I like a lot, but I've never seen that one.
Are you guys going to watch Glass?
Man, I look at the previews, and it's got some of my favorite actors, and then I see that M. Night Shyamalan, and I'm like...
It's getting horrible reviews.
Oh, of course it is. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Wasn't Split really good, though?
Split was really good. And
I still need to watch that.
Split was like 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. Glass is like 33.
Ooh, that's not good.
I'll give you an interesting movie that Ryan Reynolds did, an indie movie called Mississippi Grind.
That was really good. I watched that. Going to Vegas this past August, and that like pumped me up. And thought I was going to win some money, did not.
Yeah, if you see that come across your Netflix or something, I highly recommend it. It's he meets this broken down old gambler when they're playing a $50 poker tournament.
Yeah,
and it goes from there.
I don't like the name of it. I probably won't watch it.
Well, it does sound like a gay porno,
right?
But it's not.
Not, I mean, and if you want to watch gay porno, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's a really good name for a...
Just not for me.
That's a really good name for gay porno. So, yeah. All right, well, you know what, guys? Hey, if you're in a car accident, slip and fall accident, any kind of accident, you know who to call. You can call my man, Lawyer Dave. And let me tell you, Lawyer Dave is going to fight for you. He takes care of the Blitzers. If you've been hurt by bad drugs, by bad doctors, hospital negligence. And the great thing about Lawyer Dave, he doesn't charge for any of his consultations. He doesn't get paid until you win. And he's based right here in Houston. And here's the thing. If you have one of these accidents and you need to go to the doctor, and let's say you don't have insurance or you don't have the money for it, Lawyer Dave is going to take care of you. And the cool thing about that is he's going to put you with a doctor that's going to cover it. And he's based right here in Houston, but if you're over in the Golden Triangle, he's got you. Anywhere in Texas, and he's easy to find. And a lot of times, hey, listen, if something happens and you need to tweet at me, I'll tell you where to go. Go to at Lawyer Dave Law, or I'll give you the number, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900, or Lawyer Dave Law, or you can go to lawyerdave.com. And, guys, I got to tell you, he's handled things for me. He is an absolute bulldog. He will fight for you. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
From the Gao Studios in Houston, you are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Reminder to please check out sportsmap.com today. So much good stuff on there. If you don't love it, sorry. All right. No, sorry. We worked our butts off on it today, so please check it out. I spent a lot of time putting up that damn Hall of Fame thing so I could have pictures of everybody.
Remember when I said I'll post mine last night?
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot until like 7 o'clock this morning when my wife's alarm went off to get the kids ready for school. I was like, oh, crap. And I mean, I watched the games last night, too. And I was like, hey, it wouldn't be that hard, but I still had to get up out of bed at a ridiculous hour.
Well, we got it up in time. So
I beat the deadline.
You did. You did. Barely, but barely. That's okay. All right. I have a Hey Man Bleep That. Can I do that?
Yes.
Quick? All right. There's a gentleman named Juan Carlos Moreno.
Juan Carlos.
He spent $162 in parlay tickets.
Okay.
He had the Chiefs -5.5, the Rams -7, the Patriots -4, and the Saints -8. Mm. Now, as you recall, he would have been 3 for 3.
Yeah.
And then the Saints game, which was the last one. Well, of course, if you remember, Will Lutz missed a 53-yard field goal that would have covered the spread, theoretically. Which, okay, it's a 53-yard field goal.
Right.
And you did a four-team parlay. Good for you. You came close. Well, Juan Carlos tweets at Will Lutz. Thanks to your missing kick, I didn't win $1,700, three red angry faces. I need it, that money. Okay, listen, guys, I know gambling's getting more popular and everybody's doing it, but let's not start tweeting at athletes because they miss 53-yard field goals to screw up your long shot parlay. Yeah, if you needed the money that bad, how about you don't bet, Juan Carlos Moreno?
Good call.
To that I say,
hey man, that
Tyler blew that.
It was a little low.
That's all right. We'll get back. We got one more chance here, Tyler. Don't give up hope yet.
Don't bleep that.
I bet Maryland +3.5 last night against, or not Maryland, Wisconsin +3.5 against Maryland. And at halftime, I was ready to throw my phone out the window.
Or tweet it.
Whatever.
Right.
Wisconsin scored 15 points in the first half of a college basketball game. Things were not going well. At one point, they were down 21 points.
Wow.
And then they made a furious comeback. and they actually took a lead with under a minute to play.
Impressive. And
then Maryland hits a three, and they get the lead back, and now they're up three. They hit the three with, or no. So now Wisconsin goes down, takes a three with 2 seconds on the clock. They miss. Wisconsin rebounds with 1 second on the clock, and they foul him.
Ugh.
Let's discuss what can happen in 1 second. You're down three. They've got the ball now. I guess in a perfect world, you're thinking in this 1 second, this guy will miss his first free throw, and then on, and it's less than a second. On the second free throw, you don't have time to grab it and make a shot. You're going to one-hand tip it all the way across the court, bank it in and tie the game and send it to overtime. That's not going to happen. Instead, Maryland hits one of their two free throws and Wisconsin loses by four. Stop fouling with 1 second left when you can't win the game. We got to stop this epidemic.
I think you should tweet at him and tell him that.
To that I say, hey, man, that. I should tweet to him. Better job that time, Tyler.
Yeah. I'm guessing Tyler doesn't have
now
one.
Now you can stop the music.
I did not have one.
Yeah, because, you know.
Tyler, he's typically unprepared.
Is that Phil? Is that
Paul.
What that is? Paul. Paul. Let's get Paul on real quick. One more before we.
Sports, Paul.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Good. Y'all were talking about movies earlier. Do y'all remember a movie called Almost 40 or Near 40 or something like that? I think it was early Melissa McCarthy. And I forget exactly. It was a funny-ass movie, but I just don't remember the name of it. I think it's Almost 40 or something like that.
I don't think I've seen that.
No, but you know what? I'm going to dirty little confession here. I don't think I've seen a Melissa McCarthy movie that didn't make me laugh.
She is funny.
And even some of the ones that are just really formulaic, she makes very funny. Even the female Ghostbusters, she made funny.
Yeah.
So I have to say high praise to her because even some of these kind of lower end things that she's done, it's been worth watching for me because I laugh.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm really looking for. And
she's got a little bit of Chris Farley to her.
A little bit.
Like it's physical, it's kind of fat person funny, but it's funny.
Have you seen when she takes weight off when she's not doing roles?
No, I don't like
she's
that.
She's actually very attractive.
What?
Yeah.
You would?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, I would. You? I would with the
would
weight
you
on.
When she's fat?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Funny goes a long way with me.
Good for you.
All
good
right.
For you, not fat shaming.
Oh, man. I'm listen.
Tyler, would you bang fat Melissa McCarthy?
I don't think I've ever seen her in a non-movie role, so.
Oh, okay. That wasn't the question.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be diplomatic about it.
As Jules Wingfield said, all shapes and sizes, guys. They're all beautiful to me. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. Pretty good job me today.
Not bad.
We got one more half show tomorrow before we're off to Vegas. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.